love Unofficial Mills.
This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
I've boshed banter in Prague, I've dressed up as a Smurf, I've swapped lives with a German, bought strip pens in France, I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam, I had a naked massage, me and my mates had a laugh, I did.
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
Where are we going today, Chris?
I'm going to take you to my 24th year at the tap end. I know it's called 24 years at the tap end. This is, I suppose, a fairly recent one. And it's a bit of a Christmassy one.
Yes!
Oh, yeah. Christmas specials are on.
So I'm going to take you to my 24th year at the tap end if you're keen.
I am Mr. Hankeen, the Christmas Pooh.
Excellent.
That wasn't mine. I have to say thank you to Carla who tweeted me that one, but I thought it was lol, so that's
I'm
who I am.
I'm Keen Egan from Westlife.
And I'm the Forest of Keen.
Lovely.
Why does that sound slightly wrong?
Beautiful.
I don't know. I can imagine you all foresty.
Right, I'm ready.
Ready. Okay. I wasn't ready then. And then I.
Didn't sound ready at all.
I'm ready.
I am ready.
And I'm ready. There is one night of the year that all the lads are conscripted to attend. It is seen as unacceptable to miss it, and no girlfriends or wives are allowed. Technically, none of me or my mates have wives, but we put in that rule early doors to ensure that in future years, that would not be an excuse to miss Boxing Day festivities. It's such a legendary day. It's the one day of the year that is guaranteed lad time. Christmas Day is always a pleasant family day. In recent years, I've avoided going out on Christmas Eve to ensure that I'm in full form to destroy a Christmas dinner. This is why the Boxing Day session is both sensible and important. After a day in with the family, however much I love them, it's important to get back out there. The day starts for me with a turkey and pork breakfast, which sets me up nicely for the day.
You have turkey for breakfast?
Of course you do. There's loads left over.
Oh.
What's wrong with that?
Hard going for a breakfast.
You have selection box of breakfast. You don't have turkey.
I'm not, because I've never been a pudding man.
Do you just get like those sausages wrapped in bacon, then wrap them in turkey on the outside and dip them in the mayonnaise? Because
that's what I would do.
That sounds
nice.
That does sound lush.
So what's that? Pigs in blanket
wrapped in turkey. Yeah.
I've never heard of that before. Pigs in blanket.
I've just invented that. It
wrapped with turkey. Lush. Then it's off to the football if there's a Watford game on. This year it was Watford against Cardiff. I love a Boxing Day football match. It was a good game. At half-time, I went in on a ham bap and gourmet chicken curry pie, as it was Christmas. The game finished 1-1, and then it was off to meet the rest of the group, who were all playing their annual football match as old boys against their old school. As I got there, the game was nearing an end, but my mate Sir Dossa was coming on as a substitute. I was glad not to miss this. Sir Dossa's fitness had not been a priority to him of late, and his performance did not disappoint. Ollie ran onto the pitch from one side to the other, to his position on the left wing, and then stood there doubled over breathing heavily and in pain.
Do you know what? It must be hard. You don't hear of many rappers slash footballers, do you? You are either one or the other.
Yeah.
So for him, he must have put his fitness on the back burner to continue his rap career.
He'd been concentrating on his beats more than his fitness.
Yeah.
4 minutes later, he was substituted again.
4 minutes?
Yeah.
That's not good,
is it? Every time the ball went near him, he just let it go past. He was knackered from the running onto the pitch. We gave him a standing ovation off.
I don't know why we're laughing. That would be us.
Yes.
The day was all going great. The match finished and we all headed to a clubhouse where everyone gathers and a couple of the boys man the bar. It always turns into a quality party. Girls are allowed at this point, so it's a nice excuse to have a couple of drinks and dance with the occasional girl if you can secure one.
Is this girls are allowed, but they have to stand behind a line?
No.
Like, because in my dad's golf club, there was one time where girls are now allowed in the clubhouse, but they're not allowed at the bar.
There's a specific line where
they have to stand behind, which I don't mind, because that means that the men buy the drinks, but I still find it a bit weird. There's like a section where the women are allowed, but they're not allowed at the bar.
That's great. I've never seen that before.
Why is that great?
No, it's just funny to think of, isn't it? You wait there, wife.
I love sexism, I do.
I know. That's brilliant, that.
No, it's not a sexist thing. It's just a funny idea, isn't it? At this point of the day, awards are presented for various categories, much like the BBC Sports Personality of the Year awards. Awards include Manager's Favourite and Player's Player, something I can proudly say I was a previous winner of.
Is that like Raps MVP?
It would be, I guess. Yeah, the equivalent of.
Yeah.
So this is just like your in-house awards that you and your mates do?
Yeah.
And what do you get?
You get a small trophy and a drink. But that's great. I just don't think you get trophies like... We don't give out trophies to each other at the end of the year, do we?
No.
But it's such a lovely award to have on the desk.
You'd quite like it if we did our own award ceremony.
I think that'd be great.
How do you decide then? You all sit around in a group and go, right, player's player. And then you all go, I think it should be me. Well, I think it should be me.
Yeah, but no, but we'd, if we were going to do player's player between all of us, we'd do a secret ballot.
Well, I just put in me. You just put in you.
Well, no, you can't, can't put yourself. Oh. I'd be quite interested to see who would win that. If we were to really be honest and did a quick draw...
We could do it now if you want.
Player of the year.
Just write down on a piece of paper your nominee.
Oh, right, it's not me.
And I will...
One that doesn't speak, are you in?
Yeah, he's in.
Right, so you can't vote for yourself.
So,
what are we voting for?
Well, we'll genuinely
say... Player's player.
Player's player.
Scott Mills,
Scott
MVP.
Mills, yes.
I can't put myself in.
Who's had a really good
year?
No,
you have to pick someone else.
Can't pick yourself.
Okay. Right. Oh, who's reading them out? We'll give them to Chris.
Okay. So, player's player for the Scott Mills. Here you go. Right. We have one nomination for Becky.
Right.
One nomination for the one that doesn't speak. The one that doesn't speak. That's two for the one that doesn't speak. I'm sure that's the piece of paper he just handed me. But, and one for Becky. So that's two all.
Yay!
So I suppose Becky and the one that doesn't speak
win. When do we get our cups?
Well, so I got not one nomination there.
All me.
That doesn't look good for the show, does it?
Rubbish.
Okay, I'm ready for more top end.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah, ready.
The awards are followed by drinks and a bit of karaoke, where I will do my annual performance of Westlife Flying Without Wings. Then the night really begins. Me and the lads head off to Pinner, where we take over a curry house there called Sahib's. Everyone was on brilliant form. There's nothing better than all the lads together going in on a curry. Everything's on, from chicken dansak to lambuna. From onion bhajis to keema naans.
Are you just reading out the menu now?
From Sagaloo
yes,
to Tarkadal.
Close. From Sagaloo to Aloe Shat. I had everything I wanted around me. Great friends and great curry. Life really doesn't get better than this. After a pleasant curry, we were ready for a night out. Snow was falling outside, but we managed to get enough cabs to take us into Harrow. We never usually dance. We're not those kind of boys. But tonight was different. We all headed to the dance floor. Arms around each other in a circle. Me, Chinese Dave, Chango, Cantona, Dougsy, Webbo, Chazza, Moriarty, Gilly, Jono, Dossa, Lenski and Gilbert and the convict danced.
Who are these new people?
They're just ones that haven't maybe so featured so heavily, but at Christmas everyone has to meet up. It's like conscription.
I would like to hear more about the convict.
Is that Akon?
I can't. It's not Akon. Right. I'm not sure we can talk about.
What about Moriarty?
Moriarty's a legend.
Okay, for one of the next tap ends, I'd like him to feature, please.
We can't. The convict on the run.
We can't maybe talk much more about the convict.
Oh.
As snow fell outside, memories flooded in from another great year with the lads. The night was rounded up with cheesy chips from the 4-in-1 across the road. It was only in the 4-in-1 that I realised how many of the lads had gone missing. And a phone call to three cab companies confirmed my fears that the snow meant that there was no cab company that would pick us up. Survival instincts kicked in, and like an army sergeant or an arcala, I took control of my lads. Some of the people were suffering from the cold. Gilly had even lost his coat and was in a bad way. I pressed play on the Christmas album on my phone to try distract him from the situation he was in.
What was it, frostbite?
It was very cold outside and I was worried that he was panicking because of the cold. We couldn't get home.
That's what you really want to hear, isn't it? You're freezing your bum off and someone plays you Christmas
Shaky.
Songs. Let yeah. it snow.
And it was just
Mr.
to make
Frosty.
Everyone feel a bit warmer inside, if anything. Frankie Goes to Hollywood, The Power of Love began to play. My arm around him, I looked him in the eye and told him that I would protect him from the wooden claw.
No, it's
this
not a wooden
reassured
claw.
Him.
That's not the, it's not that.
It's a hooded claw. Not a wooden claw.
Oh, I got that wrong.
Did you tell him that?
I will protect you from the wooden claw.
What's a hooded claw?
It's a hooded claw.
Is it?
It's like a cartoon baddie.
Okay.
Where did you get wooden claw from?
I thought that was the words. No. I will protect you from the wooden claw. We were staying at Sir Doss's house that night, at his place called Bel Air.
This still makes me laugh.
It's ridiculous that his place is called Bel Air.
Yeah, it's just a sign on the side.
It was a long run, but it was our only option. I picked Gilly up and ran with him through the snow. Every now and then we would stumble, but I would pick him up, and together we made our way through the snow. I'm so in love with you. The power of love kept us going. That sounds weird. I mean the song.
Right.
I felt very much in charge of him, but he trusted...
We know a lot more about the situation now.
I felt very much in charge of him, but he trusted me. And as we travelled across town, I felt a bit like the snowman, but instead we were walking to Bel Air. Make love your goal. We flew through the streets of North Harrow to Pinner and on to Northwood. The power of love. We made it to Doss's garage, though. Gilly gave me a hug and walked inside, where he collapsed on the mattress that had been left for him. I turned out the light and went upstairs to the spare room I was staying in. Tired but happy, I went to sleep, as I thought to myself it had been an amazing Boxing Day. With tongues of fire, purge the soul,
make love your goal. So romantic at the end there.
It really is.
It really was like the snowman, like leading him through the snow in the streets of... You know, where I live, walking to Bel Air.
We're walking to Bel Air.
It was like that, yeah. So, I suppose Christmas special there for you. Have
Thank
it.
You. And another one on Wednesday, please.
I'll do my best.
And another one on Monday, please.
We'll try.
Preferably featuring the convicts, because I'd like to know more.
And his wooden claw.
I'm really keen.
Theme tune.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the top end.
At the top end.
Unofficial Mills.